You are listening to an edited version of Get Radio's Business Brunch, which airs every Sunday at 11 a.m. on DAB Digital Radio across Oxfordshire and online at getradio.co.uk. For copyright reasons, we cannot play the songs mentioned in the show. But for more info and Business Brunch related content, head over to getradio.co.uk.
Get Radio's Business Brunch with Ben Thompson, sponsored by the Oxford Business Community Network. The friendly, no-pressure networking group for Oxfordshire's business people. Discover our membership packages to help you grow your business at obcn.co.uk.
Good morning, this is Get Radio and welcome to the Business Brunch with me, Ben Thompson, owner of Thompson & Terry Recruitment. As well as my day job, every week I'm really fortunate to be able to share the stories, the expertise and the knowledge of business leaders, large and small, with you, the listener. And this week is going to be no different. 250 hours of radio in, we're finally talking to the wonderful Milton Park and particularly their new Signal Yard. This is the Business Brunch with me, Ben Thompson. I really look forward to introducing our two experts after this. Get Radio. Welcome back to the Business Brunch here on Get Radio. If you are just tuning in, today we're really, really excited to be sharing with you a great story related to Milton Park. And I'll let our two experts explain all. Today we're joined by Claire Feet of Milton Park and also Tom Vecchioni of Benedict Surveyors. So let's introduce our two guests. So Claire, welcome. For those who don't know you, please introduce you and indeed your business.
Hi, Ben, thank you. So my name is Claire Fleet. I am an asset manager at Milton Park. Milton Park is a large business, science and tech park in South Oxfordshire. It's across about 300 acres. And of that, the built environment is around 200 acres, with the remaining being farmland. We have about 3 million square feet of commercial space, which is across 87 buildings. We currently have around 280 different businesses on site. And that goes from the smallest being a virtual, so someone with a virtual address at Milton Park, up to our largest occupier, who has about 300,000 square feet of space. So we have about 9,000 people that work at Milton Park every day. And my main job is to look after the park and the occupiers on site and anyone new that wants to come to Milton Park. And I suppose the main themes for that are transport, so just making sure that getting to work is easy, and health and well-being is obviously a big theme as well for people. And we cover lots of events and we have lots of nice green space on site for people to use. And then I think the largest theme and the one that people care about the most is probably the amenity provision. Because we want to make the experience of working at Milton Park better than working from home.
Amazing, amazing. Really look forward to talking about that more over the show. And secondly, Tom, welcome. Similar to Claire, really. For those who don't know you, please introduce yourself and indeed your business.
Yeah, thanks, Ben. So my name is Tom Vecchioni. I'm a director of Benedict Surveyors. We are a firm of chartered surveyors based in Oxford. We specialise in commercial property and we get involved with agency. So whether that's buying, selling or letting commercial property, valuation work and landlord and tenant work too. And we have an array of private and public sector clients that we get involved with.
Amazing, amazing. Tom, I'm going to stay with you. One of the most difficult questions that our guests get asked is they need to be a radio DJ just for a moment. So you've kindly chosen a song for our listeners this morning. What's your song choice and why have you picked it?
Sure. My song choice is Bill Withers' Lovely Day. And I'll pick this song because we'll go into Signal Yard in a bit more detail later on. But it's a good feel-good song and I think it really... represents the vibe that we're trying to create at Signal Yard.
Oxfordshire Station, Get Radio.
Welcome back to the Business Brunch here on Get Radio. Following that great song chosen by Tom, we've introduced our two experts to you, Tom and Claire. And today we're talking all about Milton Park and also the exciting announcement of Signal Yard. We've been teasing Signal Yard for the first part of the show. So let's start, Claire, with a big question. Tell us all about, what is Signal Yard?
So Signal Yard is our newest development at Milton Park, and it's an amenity development. So we asked our occupiers about five or six years ago what they felt was missing from Milton Park, or what could we do better? We already have a bit of amenity provision at the park. We've got a gym and a nursery and a couple of cafes. And they said that they wanted more amenities, something to be able to do all their jobs at lunch, somewhere nice to eat, somewhere nice to be. And so we carried out a lot of research into what were we missing and what were the specific things that people wanted. And after a couple of years of research and COVID not really helping with the timing of an amenity provision, we developed the idea of having a centralized amenity hub at Milton Park. And that would be providing lots of different food and beverage for lots of different budgets, because we've got lots of different people that work at Milton Park at all stages of their career, providing different sorts of cuisine. So you can get something other than a sandwich or a panini, and different levels of health, so healthy food offerings up to sort of that treat. But we also wanted to provide some services as well. So we have a pharmacy and a post office on site, which are hugely popular, especially with the locals, actually, not just our Milton Park occupiers. So we wanted to provide a proper dedicated space, because obviously we're mostly catering for business accommodation as opposed to that amenity provision. So we really wanted to build some purpose-built development for that and make it really accessible for everyone, give our occupiers what they want, but also help the local economy and help the locals get provisions that maybe they don't get necessarily near where they live. So that's sort of where the idea of Signal Yard was born from. So it's been quite a long project.
Yeah, no, it sounds it. Yeah, really looking forward to unpacking that. And Tom, I'm gonna come to you quite broadly, if that's okay. Milton Park's always had a massive reputation, both in Oxfordshire and beyond. Does the introduction of Signal Yard give that further competitive advantage when looking at other business parks that could be suited to organisations locally and further afield?
I think it does. I mean, one of the key questions we get asked as leasing agents on any business park really is one of the first questions is, you know, what amenities are on site. Mm-hmm. It's you know, given the transformation of working conditions after COVID, you know, people work from home a lot more. People now want to entice their staff back to the workplace, and to do that, you really need to be surrounded by a park that is better than home. You can do your shopping, you can go and get your hair cut, you can at lunchtime, you know, you can go and enjoy, you can socialize, you can collaborate with each other, which is a big thing for Milton Park. So in terms of a competitive advantage, it certainly does offer that in some aspects, and it's certainly something that, you know, inquiries are looking for from the outset.
No, really interesting. And Claire, just with that in mind, you spoke about it being a really long process and having that variety. What has been the thought process behind creating that variety? And how have you selected brands, or how have brands selected you?
Well, initially we instruct a consultant who is an expert in food and beverage and amenity to advise us as to what provision we should have at the amenity centre. We already had some existing amenities at Milton Park that we knew were really popular, like the pharmacy and post office. So we spent quite a long time figuring out the layout of Signal Yard, because it's across four buildings. And when we brought on Benedict's, they further advised about keeping all the food and beverage together and putting all the services at one site. And we've really enhanced the landscape around it. We had a few operations in mind of the sort of direction that we wanted to go into. One of them being a standout brewery in Oxfordshire. And so they were sort of who we initially spoke to about the scheme, and they've got a brilliant social enterprise behind them. They do loads of events. They do more than just brewery. They have lots of different services in one, and they've just got a really cool, funky vibe. Milton Park obviously has a reputation of being a business and corporate place, but we wanted to separate Signal Yard from that and it to be a break from that work, which is obviously challenging in some ways because it is still at Milton Park. So it was important for us to create this Signal Yard brand, which is separate from Milton Park, but is very much in the heart of it and supporting Milton Park. So I suppose that first operator, the brewery, was really the angle that we were going for. And then we went to market and we were sort of inundated with inquiries, weren't we? And we met with everyone because we wanted to partner with our amenity operators. We don't want to just let the buildings and leave them alone because they do represent Milton Park. They'll probably see our occupiers more than I will. I mean, I work on the park as well, but they'll be seeing our occupiers a lot more. So we want to make sure that they represent us in the best way. And we want to work alongside with them and support them. We want them there for a long time. So who we were working with was just as important as getting rid of this sort of void space. So it was really the people that we wanted to partner with, as well as the business and being able to offer all the things we wanted, which were different budgets, different types of food, and different services. So I think it's been quite challenging, but it's been really fun. And we've had so many inquiries. I think we were actually really surprised by how many inquiries we had on it. And I think we have managed to create a really good mix and balance of all those things.
No, absolutely. And just in terms of that balancing piece, I think earlier in the show, and a question for either of you, I think earlier in the show, you spoke about that some locals are using the post office as a really good example. How would a brand, so maybe moving away from Milton Park for a moment, but if we were to pick on the wonderful Tap Social, how would they balance ensuring that that people that live in Milton Village are coming to use their facilities, but also the people on the park? How do you manage that balancing act?
I've known Tap Social since they started. They're, you know, they're one of the first units at Botley. I live in Botley, so I've sort of seen them grow.
Well picked.
And one of their their biggest selling points really is their integration with the community. They do lots of events there, whether it's, you know, quiz nights or if it's sort of community led evenings and workshops, and they've always had a really close connection with the community, and that's really what we think they will do with the occupiers at Milton Park and with the residents at Milton and the New Valley Park. I think it will be a real collaborative effort there, and it will bring everyone together, not just park residents.
Absolutely.
Can I add something to that?
Yeah, please do.
So all the operators that are coming to Signal Yard have existing local businesses. So I don't think anyone has a brand new unit at Signal Yard. They've all got existing businesses. So 1885 Burgers are already trading and they're really popular. We've got Planter Plates, our vegan offering, who's already at Milton Park, but she has a really good local following. Obviously Tap Social have four or five different branches across Oxfordshire and a big following, and our Thai restaurant as well. They're currently in a pub in a local village, and they have a takeaway in Didcot. So all our existing operators already have the locals following them and going to them. So I think that there's already that local mix for them. And our occupiers at Milton Park are so keen for this amenity provision to come forward. And the development is right on our main spinal road. You won't be able to miss it. So I think that for all those reasons, all the locals and occupiers will come and use Signal Yard. We really want to move away from that 9 to 5 into evenings and weekend provision. And we'll heavily rely on the locals to do that for us.
Amazing. No, thank you both so much for your thoughts so far. Let's go to a song. And to do that, Claire, it's your turn to be the radio DJ. What's your song choice and why have you picked it?
So my song is Everybody's Free to Wear Sunscreen by Baz Luhrmann. And I just really love this song because I feel like it just resets your mind and just reminds you that life is just life and that it's much more simple than you might think it is.
The Business Brunch Podcast with Ben Thompson, sponsored by the Oxford Business Community Network. Discover our membership packages to help you grow your business at obcn.co.uk.
Welcome back to the Business Brunch here on Get Radio. Goodness, these Rick Surveyors have good music choices, don't they? But if you are just tuning in, we are joined by Tom and Claire, who are joining us today to talk about the wonderful Signal Yard, which I'm sure, like me, you are really, really excited about. It's really pairing business with social. A phrase that we heard on a show a couple of weeks ago is, we shouldn't really be talking about work-life balance. We should be talking about work-life blend. And I think you're doing exactly that as a result. I love that phrase. So let's bring the conversation on. And I think something that you touched on, Tom, earlier in the show is about employers wanting to get people back in the office and having the provision to encourage those individuals back. And I think that there's so much to be said for that human interaction. I think that, you know, as a recruiter, so regularly I see individuals who went to that remote working during COVID and are now suffering with their health as a result of not being around people. How important is it, in your view, for businesses to come to places like Milton Park, speaking more broadly, where there is that social interaction and they can make friends at work and they can socialise as well as work?
Yeah, I think it's an extremely important factor of the workplace. I mean, when I was a graduate, rather interestingly, Claire and I were graduates at former employers together, so our relationship goes back further than Signal Yard. But when I was, you know, first starting out as a graduate, it was everyone was in the office 5 days a week, and actually it was a great place to be because, you know, you interacted with all your colleagues, you went out at lunch, you socialized, I think probably a lot more than is now the case, and we really want to create somewhere that's not forced upon anyone. People actually want to go to, and I think Signal Yard's really going to, you know, help that. And you only have to be around your colleagues, around your friends, to realise the importance of socialising, whether it's learning from each other, where it's, you know, feeding off ideas, collaborating for businesses. You know, I mean, we've got world leading businesses on this at Milton Park, and, you know, world leading businesses create, you know, world leading talent, and they feed off each other. They and really, Signal Yard creates that focal point for them to come to, you know, share ideas and hopefully, you know, create the next big thing going forward.
No, oh, absolutely. And that's a really interesting point that I'm keen to build on with you, Claire, if that's okay. Is on Milton Park, I know you've got some global brands and you've got some head offices and include UK offices, but you also have that small independent. What's the benefits of having so much diversity on the park, and how do you build, I guess, kind of that local community whilst some of your tenants or clients are part of much bigger communities as well?
I think when I started working at Milton Park, I instantly realised how much of a community it is and that everybody feels welcome, and we want to welcome everyone. We don't angle ourselves to a particular type of occupier. I can't walk down the pavement of Milton Park without seeing someone I know and someone saying hello. So I think you wouldn't come to Milton Park if you want to be in silo. But a lot of businesses start up, we get a lot of Oxford spin outs and startup businesses. We've got a couple of service offices as well that caters for the brand new. And because we've got so much real estate on site, those occupiers tend to stay and grow with us. So that's another reason why it's so important for us to welcome everyone, because it's those small businesses that grow at Milton Park and they can expand. You know, we would never want to be the reason that a business is stunted because of their space requirements. And like Tom was saying, there's a lot of talent at Milton Park. So people do tend to stay at Milton Park for a long time, even if they're not at the same company. It's a collaborative place, and we try and foster that environment so that people can exchange ideas and grow and support each other. You know, funding's a big issue and a big challenge for a lot of companies, and there's quite a lot of support and mentorship at Milton Park that people can share. So I think that's the secret behind it.
No, really, really interesting. So so Tom, I'm just keen to come over to you. So one of the things that Claire touched on earlier, which I thought was great, because actually we see a lot of businesses as part of their corporate social responsibility wanting to buy local, don't we? Like, I think that is really clear, and I think there's huge benefits to the environment. What do you see as the benefits of having local businesses, local brands, people that are living locally, shopping locally, buying locally, to both Milton Park, but also if we look at some of those surrounding towns in terms of taking that community outside into Abingdon and Didcot and Wantage and so on and so forth?
Yeah, I think buying local is all about sourcing, is also supporting the community. I think, you know, you only have to come when Signal Yard's open, come and, you know, see the businesses open and trading, and they're really people-led businesses that are extremely passionate about what they do. Mm-hmm. You know, we've not gone for big national firms. We've got, you know, the Harry, for example, 1885 Burgers, he'll be there day to day. He'll be meeting people, he'll be creating that relationship. And it's really fostering a sort of a more natural and more natural relationship with the occupiers, really.
No, really interesting. And Claire, you touched on, and I'm keen to continue with this community piece, you touched on you personally can't walk down the park without seeing somebody you know. I think from the previous 250 shows, we've seen that there's such a benefit for businesses small and large to network and to learn from peers in different sectors. Do you think that Signal Yard will give those opportunities to get to know somebody when you're having your burger, get to know somebody when you're having your tie, or indeed the beer? And was that part of the thought process in terms of bringing some of those tenants closer together?
Yeah, absolutely. It fundamentally needs to be a collaborative space where people can meet and have those conversations offhand. We repurposed four buildings for this development for Signal Yard, and there's a lot of reasons why we did that, largely sustainability being key. We saved a lot of carbon by repurposing existing buildings, but we also got rid of a big car park that was there and created a dedicated event space and proper places for people to use to be able to sit and relax and speak to each other. And we worked with our on-site landscape architects who really put a lot of thought in creating spaces that A, people can use, but B, collaborate in. So all the furniture will sort of be facing each other, but not in an aggressive way, sort of subtle way. And as part of the development, we've included one of our lagoons, because we know that a lot of people sit around our lagoons. People tend to like water. And we've put a couple of benches around our lagoons, and they're always full of people sitting there. So we've tried to think about how to use that outside space and encourage people to sit together. and speak with each other. And I think I mentioned before, we do a lot of events at Milton Park to try and bring people together. So this space will be our dedicated event space, but we also want people to use the event space. So a lot of our occupiers hold events, summer events, and they'll be able to use this space for that. But obviously it's not going to be exclusively closed to them. They'll still be operating businesses next door. I think the more you can bring people together and the more that they have a space to be together, they'll just naturally blend. So we put a lot of thought, not just into the buildings and the type of operators, but the surrounding space for the development. So it should all be quite cohesive in a subliminal way to make everyone talk and collaborate.
Amazing. Amazing. Brilliant. Thank you both for your thoughts so far. Let's go to a song and let's let Get Radio choose, see if they can match the surveyors this time. And we'll continue the conversation after this.
Introducing you to local trusted experts. This is The Business Brunch. Sponsored by the Oxford Business Community Network. The friendly, no-pressure networking group for Oxfordshire's business people. Sign up to our mailing list at obcn.co.uk.
Welcome back to The Business Brunch here on Get Radio. If you are just tuning in, I'm sure you're like a child at Christmas wanting to get to see Signal Yard. And we've been talking about all things business. We've been talking about Milton Park. We've been talking about the importance of health and bringing people together and the networking piece as well, but also this buying local. Something that you both touched on in the previous section was around health and was around having lunch at the Lagoon, talking to people. And I think that what happened a lot during COVID was a lot of people just look at a computer screen all day and don't get away from their desks. Why is it so important too, without, I guess, maybe stating the obvious, but why is it so important that people are coming to somewhere like Milton Park and are walking and talking and meeting and eating and all of those kind of things? Tom, I want to pick on you with that one.
Sure. I think you're right. I think it's getting that right balance, isn't it? It's great. Everyone's so passionate about what they do and they want to, you know, they want to be behind a computer for a lot of the day. But you do need to get out. You need to socialize. And the importance of mental health can't be really understated. The Signal Yard, we've had a big focus on the health and well-being side of it. So we've obviously got sort of high street health in terms of dentists and hygiene and the pharmacy, but we've also on the top floor of one of the buildings, on the first floor of building 5, we've got a health and well-being center coming in. So there will be private clinicians, there'll be, you know, physiotherapists, chiropractors, there'll be studio space, there'll be, you know, not just for rehabilitation, but for socializing. So there'll be yoga events. And actually, you know, for the park residents, Milton Park have signed up to do a weekly class there for the first few years at least. So it's really about, you know, getting people out of the office, socializing and really trying to, you know, put that focus on, you know, taking care of yourself, not just physically, but mentally as well.
No, absolutely. And Claire, what are the trends that you're seeing and what do you hope as a result of Signal Yard in terms of, I suppose, that work-life balance and the office environment?
Health and wellbeing operator that we've got, Flex Health Hub, it's a really fantastic guy that runs it called Tom, actually. Not the same Tom here. He's identified the top 5 reasons why people go off sick at work. And he'd be better at talking about those top 5 reasons than me. But from memory, back pain is one. So getting up and moving is really important. And that help, that mental well-being as well. And he will visit our occupiers and work directly with them to advise them and consult with different employers. And I think that if those are the top five reasons that people go off sick, then it's important for companies to invest a bit of time and give the people that work for them the time and scope to dedicate to that as well. But I think it's a little bit of education for people to understand that mental illness can be just as detrimental as a physical illness. But I think we don't spend as much time on that because it's a bit of a taboo, I suppose, still. So I think the more that people talk about it, the more outlets there are for people to use it, the more normal it comes for everyone to dedicate time to it, will just naturally help people.
Absolutely. No, absolutely. Really, really important message. We are coming to the final stint of the show. And I think now would be a really good time. I think a lot of our listeners will love the sound of what's happening, will be really, really excited. So when is it opening? Is there still an opportunity for businesses to get involved? What else is happening? What are the key dates?
Sure. So so it's going to be open shortly, and there are still a few opportunities to be involved. Unfortunately, we like as Claire said earlier, we've been inundated with interest. Right. There were a total of a total of 17 units plus a sort of temporary rotation unit, so 18 in total, and we've got 14 of those away, so there are still four more available. We are talking to a couple of occupiers on some of them, but really one of the main occupiers we're looking for Single Yard is a sort of farm shop type offering. So if anyone's listening out there and has any ideas or indeed runs a farm shop and wants to get involved, please do get in contact with us. But yeah, Single Yard should be opening very shortly. Occupiers will be beginning their fit outs, and we're hoping to get fully open and trading very early in the new year.
Amazing. Exciting. So the final thing that we love to leave our listeners with, and this does not need to be a fresh point. It doesn't need to be something new, or it could be something I've just not asked you. We love to leave our listeners with a top tip, something to remember under the umbrella of business or working styles or Milton Park, I guess. What would be your lasting top tip to leave our listeners with to remember or to indeed highlight in their notepad? Claire, I'm going to pick on you first.
So my top tip would be go to the workplace, talk to your fellow colleagues and embrace the day ahead and every opportunity that comes to you from anyone that you might meet or getting out of the office and having a look around you and seeing what's there.
Amazing. What a great tip. And last but not least, Tom, what's your lasting tip?
My last tip would be, as we're staying local, source local, if you are local, come to Signal Yard, see what we've got to offer. I'm sure you'll be thoroughly impressed.
Amazing. And I'm sure you will. So thank you so much to our two experts for joining us on the Business Brunch on Get Radio today. If you are just tuning in, do make sure that you head over to the Get Radio website and listen back to the podcast version. So next week, we are going to be back with a brand new topic impacting on local businesses. And next week, we're joined by the wonderful Alice Chilver of WEN, and we're talking about accelerating gender equality in higher education. So one to be sure to tune into, and I'm sure Alice is going to talk about all of the wonderful awards they've won as well. Finally, just a reminder, you can listen to this radio show on the radio or online every Sunday at 11 a.m. If you prefer podcasts, do look out for the podcast version, which is available on every major podcast platform and is released on the Monday morning. And if you would like to see our lovely guests, do look out for the video format, which is released on the Get Radio Facebook page and their website every Tuesday. But for now, whatever you're doing in Oxfordshire, enjoy, and we'll see you next week.